AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump tells intelligence agencies to quickly and fully cooperate with Attorney General William Barr's investigation of the origins of the multi-year probe of whether his 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in a statement, says Trump has given Barr full and complete authority to declassify documents relating to the investigation. Barr earlier asked John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to determine whether intelligence and surveillance methods used during the probe were lawful and appropriate. A person familiar with what's going on says the attorney general is also working with CIA Director Gina Haspel, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and FBI Director Christopher Wray. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questions the president's fitness for the job, telling reporters that Trump wants the House to impeach him.
Oh, there's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment. That's why he flipped yesterday, because he was hoping.
Trump called her crazy, Nancy, at an event at the White House, and that she doesn't seem to understand a pending trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
She's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it. And they sort of feel she's disintegrating before their eyes. She does not understand it.
Trump says he'll sign a $19 billion emergency bill for areas hit hard by hurricanes and severe weather. Democrats were able to strip some $4 billion from the border for the border out of that measure in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning the president.
I want to point out there is no transfer authority in the disaster bill. The money's going to go where it's intended, not to anything else, a wall or anything else. And the point to make here, better late than never.
The Senate has also passed a bill that aims to combat the illegal robocalls. Not clear what will happen in the House. Democrats in charge have their own proposals going. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of Jefferson City, Missouri, Carrie Tarrant, says there is a lot of damage in the capital city.
A lot of trees down, power lines down, homes and apartments with roofs and walls missing.
Leisha McLean talks about how she and her family survived a tornado as their home came down around them in the city.
It would be a hit with bricks, the roof. It was a terrifying moment.
There are no reports of any deaths in Jefferson City, but three people were killed when another tornado hit a small town in another part of the state. Two barges carrying fertilizer broke free and slammed into a dam on a river in Oklahoma. Both have sunk. Army Corps of Engineers says they did little damage but are blocking some of the dam's floodgates. Serial killer Bobby Joe Long, who admitted to killing 10 women in the Tampa Bay area, was put to death by lethal injection this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.